step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Carol Obley back with us. Carol has been the bridge between heaven and earth in more than 14,000 group and individual sessions and readings. She's been the subject of newspaper articles, spoken on both radio, this show a lot, and TV, and the author of a number of books on mediumship and healing. Her latest is Wisdom from the Spirit World. She has also published articles on spiritual and metaphysical subjects and taught numerous workshops at Lilydale, New York, the largest U.S. Center for Spiritualism, and she has produced audio programs to help folks with spiritual development and teaches classes in intuition, mediumship, and healing. Carol, welcome back, and how are you?
Good evening, George.
I'm looking forward.
Great.
Excellent. It's great to have you back. I can't think of a better time to have you back with the world in so much tension and crises. My gosh, what's happening?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, that's something maybe we can discuss, and how this time is very pivotal for people on a spiritual level.
Do the spirits get involved with you when events like what is happening in Ukraine, Russia happen, or tensions like that?
Well, the spirits are always involved with all of us. And, you know, the if people really knew how much cohesion we have with the higher worlds, you know, higher than the physical plane, I think most people would be very surprised by that. And I got this message not too long ago, George, about, you mentioned the conflict and really the atrocity going on, you know, between those two countries. And I had this very strong message about angelic intervention in that case and helping those souls. And I truly believe that, you know, during 9-1-1 that we had in our country, there was a lot of angelic help and assistance to help those souls and really humankind. So that's going on. There's always help available from the higher realms. That's something important that people really need to remember. We're not doing this alone.
They never turn their backs on us, do they?
No, the higher beings and even our own relatives. You know, I'm a medium. I've done many years of communicating with the spirit world, with people's loved ones. They're always there to help, and in some way to really communicate to us the real meaning of life, what is important, what are the values, and how we can make it better.
You have talked about spiritual frequency. What does that mean, Carol?
Well, it's really the state of consciousness of our soul. Our true essence is of spirit. And so our spiritual frequency is, you know, that dial, if you use the metaphor of a dial, is our frequency, our awareness of our spiritual identity, is it relatively low, or is it, you know, somewhere in the middle, or is it very high? So that's what I term our frequency, our awareness of our soul's identity.
Spiritual consciousness, is that almost the same thing?
I would say so, yeah. If we are aware that we are first and foremost spiritual beings, it's always interesting to me that a lot of us, you know, and I've done this myself, we really get lost in our mind. We think that we're our thoughts. We think that we are our rational mind or our personality. And we're not. We have those, but that's not our true essence. So the spiritual frequency we carry is the level of awareness that we have of ourselves as spiritual beings.
Now let's talk a little bit about what had happened to our show last night. I was talking with a guest about cryonics, freezing the body, wanting to bring it back later when they develop a cure for whatever the person died of. And my question to the guest, Carol, was, what happens to the soul when you do something like that? When you resurrect a body that has died, you know, creating a new one through a clone or something, what happens to the soul?
Well, the soul being, the soul enters at the time of incarnation, at the, you know, into the body of that little infant. So I can't imagine that the body's really going to be animated. Perhaps there's a different soul that would enter in. It could be, you know, a different soul than was originally in there. But that's what really happens, you know, in birth. The soul actually goes in and out prior to birth, and it usually enters in through the crown. And that's the energy center, of course, at the top of the head. But it really doesn't make full connection until, you know, just prior to birth. At least that's what I've seen through, you know, many years of study of this sort of material. So with cryonics, I'm not quite sure what would happen there, but the body really wouldn't be alive without the infusion of the soul.
You need the soul, don't you? It's got to happen.
Yes, because that's what animates the material world. That's what animates the material body.
Carol, take us back to the beginning. How did you get involved in spiritualism? How did this happen?
Oh, well, I've told this story before, and actually in my books I've written about it. And I think a lot of mediums come in this way, and it's through something that is somewhat catastrophic. And in my case, it was a fire, and I was running a business, and overnight, the business burned.
Oh, geez.
And so that was the end of that. For about a year, I kind of floundered around. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I got a phone call, and the phone call changed my life, essentially, and that phone call was from a friend who's no longer with us. And interestingly, George, she actually was in a very, very serious car accident on her way to my house and was put into a suspended coma, a drug-induced coma, and subsequently passed. But she had invited me to come to a metaphysical center prior to this terrible accident that she had. So eventually I went to the center, and that's where I started to develop with healing and becoming aware of the soul and taking a lot of workshops and learning hands-on healing. and then eventually going to a place called Delphi, which is near Atlanta, Georgia, and I became certified in mediumship and also took a lot of training at Lilydale that you mentioned in my bio.
Did you get better from the get-go, or were you pretty good at all along?
Oh, no, there was a huge development. And anybody who is working in this field, I was born with this ability. I know that. I know that I've done it in prior lifetimes. But just like anything else, like an athlete or a musician, you can have that predisposition, but you really have to be trained. You really have to hone the skill. And so that's what I did. There's a world of difference in the readings, the quality of the readings from when I first began to what I'm doing now.
Absolutely.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Carol Obley with us. Her works, of course, her latest, Wisdom from the Spirit World, Life Teachings on Love, Forgiveness, Purposes, and Finding Peace. Tell me about the forgiveness portion of that book.
Well, that's a theme that's really weaved within a lot of my books. Forgiveness in a spiritual sense means a release of the past. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that we okay what was done to us if there was something negative or hurtful. It simply means a conscious decision to release the past and to be free of that baggage, so to speak. And I really consider it the cornerstone of spiritual awareness or spiritual growth or evolution, because it frees us and it makes us available in the present moment, which is all that you and I really have, or that anybody has, is right here, right now. So forgiveness is necessary in order to evolve on the pathway of life.
We're going to do calls with Carol next hour. She will do readings, but she will not talk about any health-related matters or legal issues as well. That's not what she does. I think you touch on some of the health things in a more elaborate session, don't you, Carol?
Yeah, I mean, these are many readings, and I only really, when I'm doing this show and
these are quick, yeah.
Shows, just one question. Or if somebody wants to say, who's around me, I usually just say, I'm aware of, you know, this or that person. And so that's how that'll work.
One of my longtime favorites, Edgar Cayce. You've done a lot of work in his arena, haven't you?
Yes, yes. You know, George, when I first started, I read Edgar Cayce, his readings, which actually, and I know that you're very familiar with that, the language that he channeled those in were, it's kind of stilted and, you know, kind of biblical type of language. But the essence of his readings are very foundational to metaphysics and to really understanding the nature of the soul. And I undertook reading the bio of him, and you actually had that guest on, that author on your show, who wrote Cayce's bio. Very interesting individual, and he actually did, Cayce did trance. He went to these things called the Akashic Records and retrieved information about the individual's soul, and then delivered that information. In those days, of course, they didn't have tape recorders. He had his secretary, Gladys, who transcribed everything that he would say in the readings. And he's greatly colored. His research, his readings, have greatly colored my work in that I sort of consider him a mentor in the investigations into the soul and the nature of the soul.
I've lost over the last several years, Carol, some close friends who have died from various situations. And I've always wondered if they're on the other side, but I don't seem to have a pressing desire to want to contact them. Why is that?
I know you've interviewed me before, you've mentioned that you really aren't interested in that. And you know what? I'm going to tell you and everybody listening a secret. I don't really have an interest in receiving mediumship. And I'll tell you why. Because I know that my relatives and, you know, my pets that I've had over the years, I know that they're there. And I really don't need to hear from a medium, you know, things like that. So perhaps it's because you already know that they're doing okay and that they're going to be connected through the eternal bond of love.
And one day I'll meet them, one day.
100%.
No rush, but one day.
100%. We're friends here on the earth. We are friends with people. We can be friends with them when we return. I've seen that through multiple readings, that people's friends, not just their relatives, their friends and their pets will reconnect once we're in the spirit world.
Automatically, or do we have to search it out?
No, usually automatically, because here's a truth that I've seen multiple times through multiple readings. We don't die alone. We do not die alone. Those we have been connected with here that are already in the spirit world when we die help us. They greet us. I call them the welcoming committee. We have a departure committee here. Oftentimes, you know, people who are in hospice, family members that gather around, you know, the deathbed, you know, even nurses or doctors, those are the departure committee. There's the welcoming committee on the other side. And that, yes, that can include friends.
Absolutely. It's fascinating, isn't it? It's like a science.
It is. But you know what is most important, I think, that people understand about death. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. I used a quote in one of my books about death being the next great adventure. And it truly is. It's the journey back home. And I have no doubt that, you know, when I do that or when you do that, that you're going to meet up with those friends that you were so close to here, and that they're going to welcome you, and, you know, you'll be uplifted, and your spiritual frequency will be changed to be higher. And that's another role that those in spirit play to help us upon death, is to raise our spiritual frequency, our spiritual vibration.
Now, you have written that there's a power of choice in our lives, and how does that shape these experiences?
Yeah, that is always, every human being has the power of choice, and that determines the quality of our lives, meaning the choice that we make is something that we're always responsible for. So if we make a choice that's in accordance with our soul's consciousness, meaning a higher consciousness, something that's good, something that's beneficial, that raises our spiritual frequency. When we make a choice that, on the contrary, on the other side of that, that is something that's, quote, bad or not in accordance with the soul's consciousness, that's going to determine a frequency as well, and it's going to be a lower frequency. So the cool thing about all of this is that rests with us. We are in control of that, nobody else. So that our power of choice that we hold within ourselves really determines what we're going to take with us also when we die. Because we don't automatically become enlightened beings when we die. We take the consciousness that we have here on the earth, we take that with us when we enter into spirit.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.